South Summit School Board member Stephen Hardman explains why he's running for re-election this year.
I've been on for 2 terms. This would be my 3rd term if re-elected. The reason I wanted to pursue re-election is because of the bond we're trying to pass. Our growth is a lot like Park City area. It is phenomenal now. We need some buildings built. We've got to have something done so that we can address and educate the students that's going to be moving in here. So I wanted to see that through. I wanted to be on the board to help complete that project.
Hardman's opponent is Hoyt Atkinson. Atkinson explains why he is running for the school board seat.
To give back to the community, I've been a member of the South Summit community all my life and went to school at South Summit, graduated from South Summit, and feel like I could definitely help and give back to the community and to our school.
Hardman says his experience working for the district and being on the board gives him the qualifications to be on the board.
I worked for the school district for 24 years. I've been on the board for 2 terms. I feel I have an insight of how the board operates, what the state requires, what our students require here, our teachers require here. I went through our failed bond election a year ago. I think I have a better understanding on why it did not pass, and I think I can be of some valuable assets to the school board if I'm on the board to help the bond to get passed.
Atkinson says his experience in the private sector has prepared him to be on the South Summit School Board.
I'm a self-employed businessman. Have my own business now for 38 years. So I know financing a little bit and how to run a business and how to do things. I also worked for South Summit School District in their transportation department as a bus driver and as a bus driver trainer for about 10 years. So I know the current administration and a lot of the folks there at the district office. I think that through my business experience and working for the district, that gives me a great opportunity to use some of those skills for the betterment of our school district and the community.
Hardman said he didn't know Atkinson's positions on issues well enough to point out differences, but he does know what he wants to accomplish.
I don't know why he even wanted to run. I haven't talked to him that way, so I really can't comment on what our differences are, other than, like I say, what I see that I would like to participate in on getting some good quality education for our kids. Hopefully we can expand, offer more curriculums, just get our kids a lot better opportunities in life. I'd like to see, we have an interest over there in the Silver Creek area that I'm aware of that we need to address. We're going to have a lot of growth in that area. We're going to have to provide schooling for those kids as well.
Atkinson says he would bring a new perspective to the board.
I've known Steve all my life and been friends with Steve, so there's not a lot of animosity or problems between us, but the difference would be that I have a son that attends South Summit High School, so I'm more connected with the schools through him and what goes on at the district and what happens there. I think the other big thing is that I haven't run for school board before and I haven't been on the board, so it might be a new perspective, a new outlook on ways of doing things.
Hardman says he's aware of issues the district faces and is ready to take them on.
I've lived here in the Valley my whole life. People over here in my precinct, except for the Promontory, Silver Creek area, know who I am. They know where I stand. And if they have any questions, they know how to get hold of me.
Atkinson says if elected, he'll work to improve the communications between the district and the community.
You know, if elected, we'll do the best that we can. I think that we need to work harder as a board to get information out to our community, be more involved in the process of school board and some of the decisions that's being made, and more involvement for the community. That's what I would like to see and what I'd like to strive to do.
That's Hoyt Atkinson. He's running for South Summit School Board Seat 4. His opponent is incumbent Stephen Hardman. Both men said they would support the upcoming South Summit School Bond, likely to come before voters in 2019. For more election coverage in the Wasatch Back, visit kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.